Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Apostle Anthony Horsley, and this is Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministries. This is our circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bundy, the wonderful woman of God. And this is the day, look what you gave me well this morning, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. Give thanks. We give thanks. Hallelujah. Well, it's November, and it's the fourth day of November to give our Lord 2021. Hallelujah, God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I have a praise in my spirit. I thank God for what he's doing because he's great. He works miracles so great. There's no one else like him. Hallelujah to God. I was rejoicing. I rejoiced so much over the miracles that God worked for this last week. Hallelujah to God. Especially on Jamila. Hallelujah to God. I wasn't able to get to sleep when I was beginning to worship God and begin to thank God how great he is. Hallelujah to God. He could shout from Mountain Grand up on the mountain, tell us from the Lord's valley. And I gave a thought. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to move right on in the book, but this is his testimony. Even on yesterday, when she said that it's just miraculously, supernatural, God is all over the case, all over the situation. Hallelujah to God. Then I begin to think back, and I begin to reflect on, you know, setting the atmosphere, setting the miracles. How do people obtain such miracles, such favor? Hallelujah to God. And it's all how you feel about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to God. You know, that was one of the first statements that John the Baptist made when Jesus was on the scene. He was his cousin, He was only 6 months older than him. So quite sure they heard the story, Mary and John's mother, Elizabeth. They were talking, hallelujah to God. I'm quite sure as they were, when they grew up, they were talking about each other. He said, yeah, you're the Lamb of God. He said, yeah, you're the forerunner, you know. And they're 30 years old. And the first thing, he said the same thing, things in accordance. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, when he saw him, taking away the sins of the world, you know. But then, you know, things are in order, and I thank God for that. Because when he came down and he saw his cousin coming down the road or the door to be baptized, he said, behold, the Lamb of God was taking away the sins of the world. He said, I need to be baptized with you. But he said, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. So we thank God. And as I look on Pastor Dolly, not putting her on a pedestal, but she has done things for the kingdom, hallelujah.
Yes.
Miraculously, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I know personally that I've seen a stone in the people's lives and gave baskets out and made baskets of food. Even while she had a cornerstone, one of her churches that was here in Orlando. And she left here, and God gave her a charge to go out to California when the job fell through, and God had sustained her all the way, you know.
Yeah.
There's a song that my mother don't say, nobody knows what I do for the Lord. Nobody knows what I do for the Lord. I sink, I'll swim. No one knows what you do for the Lord.
Yeah.
So I was admiring her lifestyle and giving God praise for her that she's able to stand through the storm, even when things had happened. She was still here, right here on the broadcast. Well, I'm not going to take more of the broadcast time. And when God worked that miracle, he just worked them so great.
Yes,
you have to qualify, hallelujah to God,
to
be in the presence of the Lord. And he gives you more, you know. I guess God looked at it and said, no, we're going to do this here because she's doing a good work. She's on the wall. She got a weapon in her hand. She gets up dancing in the morning and singing. They are there on the platform. They in one accord. Let's keep this going, hallelujah to God. So here we are now in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah to God. I need to teach her until this. And the pastor, darling, brother, the wonderful woman of God. You have to just give God praise for what he's doing. Because it's a miracle that he works so great.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Things could have went one way, and God said no. Hallelujah to God. That just reminds of the awesomeness of God. How what God gave the water is boundless. It comes here and no further. Hallelujah to God. Never mind what the situation looks like. Never mind what anybody say. What God say is so. He is the Logos. He's the spoken word of God. He's spoken. And it was so. And it's steadfast. Hallelujah to God. I just got excited for some honest things to God. You have to forgive me. Hallelujah to God. But we are on the move now. Hallelujah. It's exciting. I'm going to try to see if I can get our money together the next day or so because we're actually throw a seed into the ministry. Of course, money takes ministry. Money follows the ministry. So I want to get my offering and everything in there, and then we were asked to sew for the blankets to the people that are in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, hallelujah to God, and as we close in on the holidays, you don't want to miss your holiday break at this time, hallelujah to God. And if you could tuck in something else, we'll offer for Pastor Dolly.
Yeah.
You know, she don't have any pastor royal anniversary standing at the helm, offering hallelujah to God, but she's there at the helm. Hallelujah to God. She doesn't ask for a special offering for her birthday. Hallelujah to God. And I just thank God. I've been thinking about it, you know, and I've been watching how God be blessing, you know. And I found out something. I'm going to get this too because I'm not jealous. When she goes on a trip, hallelujah to God, her world tour, and when she went to Africa. Oh, you name it. You just spin the globe and you put the fingers you probably given me already. Hallelujah to God. And it's good. I remember she sent me a picture. She had this big bird. She had this big bird, a big parakeet or something sitting up on her arm and stuff. You know, these are things, you know, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And it goes to prove that he says, seek me first, the kingdom of heaven. I add on to all this righteousness. I add the rest of these things. They just things that God just did. She has a blessed life. She's a blessed woman of God. And we thank God for hallelujah, God. I'm just excited about it. So he said, rejoice with them that rejoice, hallelujah, God. And then, you know, God begins to bless.
Yeah.
God has blessed, you know, since I've been here on the ministry, I learned to extend faith in the ministry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. And I think I told you that they paid me the money that they was lacking, and I finally got to the place. I got a PhD. Pass having doubt, pass having doubt. And I said, I'm going to let God go to handle the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to state my statement and leave it at that, and I'm going to see how long it takes God to work.
Yeah.
God was so pleased. He worked it out real quick. They called me up, waking me up out of my sleep. Your check is ready. No muss, no fuss. And that's how God just works. Well, we're going to go on into the broadcast. We thank you, Pastor Darlene, for all that you do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To give you a flower
while
you yet live. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We try to get them to you that you could
sit
around the house.
Yes.
How are you the one who come up to see that new house that you get?
Yes.
Property you buy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Because God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah to God. We're going to pray. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're not going to be before you too long. The wife has the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. And I let her and ask her if she would please read that for us. And it sound a little bit. And then we're going to go right back into prayer. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to, because God is working. We have a lot of people that are in the hospital that has operations and stuff and jobs, etc. We're just going to have a great time on this Thursday morning, this 4th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2021. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, you have the scripture if you have. Open the prayer. I think I did open the prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you that you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, this morning. That you bless each and every one that's here, Lord God, and those that will come later, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that the church heal, the liver set free, oh Lord God. Save your own saved, oh Lord God. Save your own church in the name of Jesus, God. That you're moving by your spirit and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. Be with us, oh Lord God, as we go through this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you. We praise your name. And Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Just before the wife comes with the scripture of the week, I want to know if Pastor Darling had something that you want to say. We want to know how Miller and our husband Ben are going to doing since we got back. If you don't mind, she had the time this morning. All right. Are you here, Pastor Darling?
I am here, and I just want to say thank you all continuously for the prayers.
Yes.
God is doing great things, and Jamila's doing well every day. She says she's getting better. I'm feeling better, so only just want her to have wisdom not to overextend herself or do things that she should not be doing because she's feeling so good. And wait until she goes to her 6-week follow-up. So I appreciate your prayers. I love every one of you. Carry on.
Yes.
God bless.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
Yes. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning. Of course, Pastor Bundy, we appreciate your great ministry and also all the wonderful saints of the Most High God that have gathered on this prayer line on this morning. We do give you all honor in your respective places. I'll be reading from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all they that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In that day I will do this, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. We know that, hallelujah, that the prophet Malachi, praise the Lord, he's named the messenger. These two verses here, he's speaking prophetically of the future of the saved versus those who do not know the Lord, praise the Lord. He makes it clear in verse 1 that the wicked, he says, those that do wicked, in other words, those who refuse Christ, those who have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, those who have a carnal walk with God, the wicked, those who purposely continue to disobey God, live their life according to their standards instead of holding to the command of God, is letting you know that their future is one of hell and damnation, that their lives will be destroyed by fire. Hallelujah. Versus those who are saved. In verse 2, talks about those who are saved. And it says that the Son of Righteousness, so speaking about Jesus, will have healing in his wounds. He will go out and grow fat. Talking about those who are saved. He'll grow fat like stone-fed fat. In other words, the saved ones will not be destroyed, but they will be fed. They're feeding on the word of God, full of the Holy Spirit, full of prosperity, full of peace, hallelujah, in their life, full of love and joy in their life. So it's so important that we choose to serve God, that we make sure we repent when we do wrong, praise the Lord, and we turn our lives over to the Lord. It's so important that we be on the Lord's side, saints. We don't want to be on the side of the wicked ones or those who are purposefully sinning in a state of iniquity, doing stuff over and over again that they know is against the will of God. Praise the Lord. But we want to be like those, hallelujah, like the five wise virgins. In essence, we want to have the oil of the Holy Ghost, the oil of the Holy Spirit, just saturating our lives. We want to be doing the work of the Lord, fulfilling the will of the Father, hallelujah, walking in righteousness, walking in love, bearing and wearing the fruit of the Spirit, wearing gentleness, wearing love, wearing peace, hallelujah. Doing the things that are pleasing before the Lord versus those who are walking in a state of iniquity, rebellion, those who are walking in the spirit of witchcraft, wanting to be in control, knowing that their control is sparked by the devil and demons. We want to make sure that our lives, hallelujah, are guided by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you have not my spirit, you're none of mine. Hallelujah. We've got to continue to walk in the spirit, y'all, that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because we know that in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. We have to be like Paul. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's important that we truly receive the Lord and we truly be obedient to the word of God. There's no such thing as straddling the fence, because one day there's going to be a great judgment day. And this is what Malachi is speaking about prophetically. The coming of the Lord, the time that he's going to judge the unrighteous, but it's going to be a great day for those who are saved. Amen. So let's choose Jesus. God bless you all. Peace and blessings.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, he's on the line.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Is there any? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just want to know, is there anyone on the line that has any prayer requests, praise the Lord, or anyone have anything to say, any praise report? You could come forward. Anybody who has a prayer request?
I do. This is Darlene again, and I want to keep Gladys in prayer. She said pray for her body, all over, her entire body, to be healed, so we want to pray for our sister Gladys.
Okay.
Also, my Uncle Marvin and cousin Raymond, who have been doing treatment for cancer, that the cancer will be completely healed. and Alicia complete healing and happy. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I have a praise report. I just want to praise God for my continue, for his healing of my whole body and my knees. So I just want to give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And good morning, everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Sister Marie. Amen. God is blessed.
Hallelujah.
Thank glory to my God with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A praise report. I just thank God for what he's doing with Queen. She's getting better and better. Even those headaches, they are not as harsh as they were. I mean, she still has headaches, but they are spread out and not as hard, as harsh. So I thank God for that, and to continue to pray for my son. He's traveling. He'll be leaving this morning. Traveling international, just for his protection and come back home safe. Abraham is the name. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
God.
Amen.
Queen, oh God. Thank you, God, for what you did for Queen. How you're doing. Yes. Even in the
praise. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, this is Yvonne. I asked some prayer for my back. I supposed to have some racing on it, but I'm asking God to, you know, take it away. Have a slip disc in my back. And good morning, everybody, and I'm listening.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Chris. I have a prayer request. Just keep my family in prayer, Sierra, Joshua, Yolanda. Just keep them in prayer. And I just pray for hope in my business. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa. I'm listening this morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure what happened to his voice, but anybody else before we go ahead and pray for these requests this morning?
Mm.
Okay. All right, also let me say I want to pray for me. I am in the process of a house, so trying to have pretty. So, yeah. Thanks. Okay, so we got, we're praying for Abraham while he's traveling. We're praying for Marvin and Raymond for Sister Gladys, picking up her entire body. Yvonne, healing for her. Sister's family, and Sierra, Joshua, and Yolanda, and also business. We also want to pray for my house, that we'll identify that. And I also want to pray for Linda. Linda needs healing in her financial, a financial miracle for her. The two. So let us come on in and do these prayers this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus. But Lord, we thank you so much, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for always with you, Lord God. Thank you for always being us, sticking closer than a brother, Father God. Lord God, we give you all the glory, honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. Lord God, we pray for speedy recovery, Father God. Lord God, give healing, Lord God. Healing of Sister Marie, Lord God. Healing of Sister Elastica's daughter, Father God. Lord God, healing, Lord God, and Jamila. Father God. Oh God, we pray for Sister Dali, Lord God, as she looks for her home, Father God. Lord God, help her to be everything she needs it to be, Jesus. Lord God, pray for Sister Vaughn, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Sister Gladys, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we come together, Lord God. You said we're three together, we'll be in the midst, Father God. Lord God, we ask you to be in the midst of the prayers, Father God. Lord God, be in the midst of the grief, Lord God. Lord God, the hurt, Lord God. We know that you can only feel the voice. Lord Jesus, Lord God, only be filled by you, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you fill the void of Yolanda, fill the void of your Father God. Bring in peace, Jesus, beyond our understanding, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I pray for Denver and Dallas, Father God, that you keep your Lord. Great Holy Spirit, Lord God, it's not a Dallas, Lord God. The Lord God is keeping your child to be complete, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all the prayers.
We praise your name, God, because the song deliverer. You are the one that is by God. Thank you, Lord, today for healing our sister Gladys. Also, our sister Yvonne, oh God, take control of her back, Lord. Remove her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that the back is a very important part of the body, as well as every other part, Lord. But we know, God, we're the back, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today.
So we just thank you now for all you have done.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for them all. And the body, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I am, Lord, that's Lord, by your stripes, we appeal to you. Thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for Linda, Lord, healing her body, joining her to you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Remember, Lord, that her provider, God, you're the one who provides her, the one who gives her power and wealth, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Us and our family. Yes, thank you.
Her, Lord,
make yes,
money,
Lord.
Oh God. Yes. All things is your work.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, today. Praise you, God. Clients and customers.
Father, who are in heaven, have your name, thy kingdom come.
That you heal more, deliver God, and those who are Christ, mind is on God, and you heal in the spirit of God. Jamila's continuing, oh God. Thank you for continually, Lord, her Father, More peace, but that would be more just content, oh God, and just at ease, oh God, to know that you're right there, God, and that you help her, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Be able to go out and not be fearful, Lord. God, we thank you, that you're the one who gives us the mind. Thank you, Lord, that Christ is there to help her each and every day, God.
Yes,
Lord. We praise you this morning, God. We glorify you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The
victory is yours.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank the Lord for the prayers, with unity of prayer, because it's so important that when we pray God's word, pray his will, and be in agreement. So when we're in agreement, that makes a major difference in our prayers, because the word tells us that one can put away 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And he says, well, two or three are gathered in my name that he's in his. So he's here. You know, the enemy cannot stop what God is doing. So we appreciate your the unity this morning. We appreciate each and every one who has come today. So we're going to do some more praying. I'm going to see if our sister Chris is available to pray, and our sister Marie, are you both available to just answer that question?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So we're going to ask Sister Marie to go first, and then Sister Chris. And please be mindful of the time, because we do want to in the hour at the right time, so about at least by 10 till, if we could just be sure that we're finished with the prayers, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, amen, amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, giving you praise and glory, Heavenly Father, honoring you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. But we know all the things that happen to us, victory goes to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we all agree with one another and praying in Jesus' name and praising you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for the person, for the people that may be out there crying out to you wherever they at, Lord, on the streets, in their house, in the hospital, Lord, in rehabilitation, Lord. Oh, yes, incarcerated, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, those that are crying out to you, Lord, answer their cry, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 answer their cry, Lord. Answer their call, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We know you're just a call away or a cry away, Lord. So with it, while they're crying out today, Lord, on you today, Lord, answer their prayers, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, you are our Father. You are our dad, Lord. You are our friend. Oh, yes, Lord. And we come to you for any and everything, Lord. Because of you, we are who we are, Lord, and who we're going to be, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We depend on you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying that you ask, give us more. Let us hear your voice more and more, Lord. Speak to us more and more, Lord. And love us. Allow us to hear you when you speak, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just touch us, Lord. Lord, give us patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and continue to strengthen us and those who weak, strengthen them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, for you have all power, Lord. And we can do all things through you, Father, who's strengthening us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Heavenly Father. Father, we just praising you now for praising you for this virus ending, Lord. Oh, yes. So we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that maybe is thirsty today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let them be the recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that have in depression, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those stressed out, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, whatever the situation might be, reach out to them, Lord. Oh, yes, those that are in pain, Lord, you're able to stop that pain, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, reach out and heal those that need healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes,
God. Bless those that are in need of financial blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, touch the homeless, Lord. Oh, that they may have shelter over their head, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that are strung out on whatever drugs that might be out there, Lord, break that chains, Lord. Set them free from addiction, Lord. Oh, some of them don't want to be set free, but they got family members that's calling out Lord, that's been praying for them a long time, Heavenly Father. Lord, you can take that taste out of their mind. You can take it out of their thoughts, Lord. Take it from their heart, Lord. Just set them free. Break the chains, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that are overeating, Lord. Those that are not eating, Lord. Oh, put someone in their past and minister to them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for this violence, Lord, to be ended, Lord. You know there's a lot of violence going on around this world, Lord. But you are in charge of everything, Heavenly Father. We ask you to stop this violence, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We know all things work together for the good of those who love you, Lord. So we look up to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. We ask you to continue molding us and taking us into the person you want us to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that's in the nursing home, Heavenly Father, those in the hospital, Lord, those that bedridden, whatever their situation might be, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Comfort them as they go through what they go through until they come out of it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that may not have food in their house, Lord, we're praying for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are a provider, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Provide for them, Heavenly Father. You got those that traveling to and from, Lord, protect them as they travel to and from, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You got some that's out there with heart problems, Lord. You are a way maker, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Make a way that they get their car repaired, Lord, because they're calling on you for that, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some need cars, Heavenly Father, that's been waiting and saving, Lord. You are a God that will have someone to give them a car, Lord. So, Lord, provide a car for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue walking with us and talking with us, Lord. Open the doors that shut to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The shut doors that should be shut, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Asking you to move things, the people out of our life that shouldn't be in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just continue tapping your angels around each and every one of us and our family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, I connect this prayer with Father who art in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us to everybody we pray for, we are praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Give our trespass as we give those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. And we love you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just worship your holy name this morning, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus. Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, with our earnest prayer this morning, Lord God. Earnestly seeking after you, Lord God. Seeking your face, Lord God. Seeking your will today, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you earnestly praying for our families, Lord God. Praying for their salvation, Lord God. Praying that you save them, Lord God. Touch their hearts today, Lord God. That whatever they're doing, Lord God, that's not like you, Lord God, that they'll turn away from it, Lord God. There's so many people with voids, Lord God, inside of them, Lord God, that need to be filled, Father God, that we know, Lord God, that only you can fill, Lord God. So we're praying for them today, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking you for them, Lord God. I'm seeking you for Yolanda, Lord God, Tashiva, Lord God. TJ, Jadon, Sierra, Father God, Denver and Dallas, Jesus, and Kenya, Lord God. I'm seeking you for them, Lord God. Lord God, that you have saved them, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on in this world, Lord God. We're just praying for salvation, Lord God.
and that you will heal the people, Lord God, and stop the violence, Lord God. We just pray we come against any type of violence, Lord God. Lord God, violence in the homes, Lord God, violence on the streets, Father God. Lord God, people hating each other, Lord God. We just pray against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will heal this land, Father God. Lord God, that you will bring peace back into the household, Lord God, that you will restore the marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We seek you earnestly, Lord God, for change, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning with a new direction, Lord God. A new day, Lord God, to be better, Lord God. Help us to strive to be better, Lord God. To walk in your image, Lord God. To walk in the image of Christ, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to put away all foolishness, Lord God. All the things that's not like you, help us to put it away, Lord God. Help us to, Lord God, on the mark, Lord God. Focus on our direction, Lord God, and where we going, Lord God, and what we can do in the kingdom, Lord God, to keep it going, Lord God. We just pray this morning, Lord God. Lord God, that you will break every yoke, Lord God. Break every yoke that's not like you, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Examine our hearts this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we are, that we have the heart and the mind of Christ, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity, Lord God, for another day, another change, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, as the children are going to school, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you keep them protected, Lord God. Keep their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We worship you this morning, Lord God. I just pray for my family, Lord God, that you keep my family, Jesus. Lord God, I pray for their strength right now, that you give them the strength of the Lord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are so thankful for everything that we have, Lord God, and we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for placing our feet on solid ground this morning, Lord God, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
I'll get a hug.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God this morning for the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man that availeth much, and that includes women too. So we thank you, our sister Chris and our sister Marie, for the prayers this morning. Also, we're grateful for our Apostle Horsley and his awesome wife, Sister Wonderland, our evangelist Wonderland. They always just speak the word and share the word so appropriately and so wonderfully. They've been around in the place of love and peace and joy and doing God's work for many, many, many years. And I met them down in Jacksonville, and I really appreciate both of them. So, and then also our Pastor Scholastica, who leads on Friday, and Sister Chris, who leads on Wednesdays, and our sister Marie, who leads on Monday. And then we'll be hearing from others. Sister Gladys shares with us sometimes and facilitates. So each and every one that does what you do, as you know, each one who comes here just to be in agreement, you know, to see what God is doing and to share what God is doing, to bring those requests. I mean, it's good that we can. We know that we can come here and ask for prayer. You know, I know there are prayer warriors and prayer people all over the place, all over the world, but I do know that the people here have a desire for God and to do the work of the Father, to see change comes and, I mean, come into our lives. And so we appreciate everything and everybody in what you do here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and how you have such a love for one another. Because if you didn't love, you know, you wouldn't want to be here. I just do believe that. So I know there's quite a few people who need healing in their body, so I'm just going to bring some share some healing scriptures this morning, healing verses, because the Lord has so much in his Bible, in his word, that lets us know that we can be healed. So here in the book of Mark chapter 5, verse 28, it says, "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." And that's just the woman who had the issue of blood. You know, there are times when we just need to reach out in the spirit. I just share this every now and then, that if you just reach out in the spirit and touch the hem of his garment by faith, this woman had the faith to believe. It was not necessarily just the touching of his garment, but it was the faith that once she touched it, that it would come to pass. There was no magic in his garment that I know of. I don't know, you know, could have been, but just the fact that she had the faith, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. That was just her way of connecting with Jesus. And so we know that when we have the faith, we can reach out to the Lord. You know, many times we do need someone to be in agreement with us, but when we have faith to believe that God will heal, deliver, set free, sometimes you may not have an opportunity to call somebody to ask them to pray with and for you. So Matthew chapter 8 and 2 said, there came a leper saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus responded, he said, I will be thou clean. And so it's just a matter of having faith. This leper had faith that if he would just ask, that the healing would take place. And the Lord does tell us in Mark 11:24, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So this lets us know that we must pray. He says, when ye pray. When ye pray. That is very key to me in this particular verse. It doesn't say what things soever ye desire, if ye pray. He says, when. So that means that we should be praying. We should be putting those words into the atmosphere. Prayers of thanksgiving is sometimes what we need to do. Not always just asking, just a prayer of thanksgiving, knowing that God has already worked some things out. He already knows what we have need of, but just calling on his name, calling on the name of Jesus. We know there are times you may not be able to remember how to pray or what to say when you pray, but if you just call on the name of Jesus. I have had situations where it seems like lately I've had people almost run into my vehicle, just narrowly missing an accident, and all I can do is just call the name of Jesus. And so we have to believe that God can heal, protect us, and do what we need him to do. In James chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, it says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And that word faith is so key for all of us. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So there is much power in prayer, much power in a fervent prayer, as our sister Chris was sharing on yesterday, that we need to pray fervently, a hot prayer, a prayer of faith. That's the thing, you know, pray in faith, believing. You know, I've had a situation where someone asked for prayer, we prayed and we're in agreement, and then soon after we prayed, they nullified the prayer as far as I'm concerned, because they said, well, I don't believe that this woman is going to change, or they're going to change anything in the workplace. It was a situation in the workplace. Well, to me, that means that you were not truly in faith. You nullified just what we prayed about. So when you pray, your words mean a lot. You have to say the right words. You have to speak what you believe and have faith to believe that even though you may not see it right now, it may not manifest right now, you can believe that God already knows. And sometimes he does not answer yes. So we cannot say that God didn't answer your prayer when he says no. Sometimes he says no because he knows no is a better answer for whatever we may be dealing with. Sometimes he says no because it's not the right time or the right thing. God always answers our prayers. And sometimes he tells us to hold on, just be patient. That he speaks about patience in his word. So we have to be patient and know that God is the one who will do the work. You know, he's the one who will heal your body. You just have to many times keep confessing and thanking God. You know, when you pray and ask God to help you to be healed, ask God to heal your body. And sometimes you just have to just keep those prayers going and thanking God. Lord, I thank you that I am healed. I thank you that my eyes are working. I thank you that my body is healed. I thank you that all the fever that may be in my body is removed in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, my God, just pray in faith, believing that God is right there to help and to heal and to deliver you from whatever you may have in your body. And then Acts chapter 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus had the power, and so he gave us the power through the Holy Ghost. You know, that's why it's important that we receive the Holy Ghost and know that the Holy Ghost is our helper. He's the one that helps us even when we may be weak in our faith, or we don't know sometimes what prayer to offer as we should, but the Holy Ghost will plead on our behalf with moanings and groanings that are too deep for utterance. So there are so many things that we can see in the Bible to help us along the way and to see that God is doing so much for us. You know, sometimes we do get weak. We may be fearful. We may be afraid, but we have to shake it off and stomp on the ground. You know, I used to see my mother. My mother was quite a powerful woman of prayer. I mean, that's where I received the mantle of prayer from her, because she was such a powerful woman of prayer. Many times I share this because I saw where she prayed so strong and so faithfully to the Lord that I saw things happen, like with my daughter when she was a little baby. She wasn't a year. She was probably about 2 or 3 months old, and I was in a room about 3 levels below my mother, because this was two levels below my mother. And so I woke up one morning. My daughter was gasping for breath. I mean, she couldn't. It seemed like she was about to choke to death. And I hollered out, and I called my mother. And my mother at the time was weighing about 250 pounds, and she came running down the steps. Two levels of stairs she had to come down. And she was there so quickly, and she grabbed the baby, and she prayed for her, and immediately I saw the change in my daughter, the same daughter that got healed recently, being healed right now, Jamila. And so God healed her right then and there. It was just such a powerful prayer. And I know that God can do, and he is doing the same thing in this day and in this hour. When you have faith, when you believe God, when you trust him and you know that he is answering prayer, you don't go in disbelief when you ask God to do something. So we just thank the Lord for the opportunity just to be here and to be in agreement with the Lord. So we thank the Lord this morning for all the words of encouragement that have come forth from Apostle Horsley and his wife, and the words that she shared concerning our scripture this week. We appreciate that. And all those who hear, we want to continue to work the word of God and not just be hearers, but be doers of the word of the Lord. So as we are leaving today, I decree and declare that for every brother and sister, that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I do cover and seal all prayers that have gone forth with the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one place to the next. Every destination, God, we believe that he will protect us as we go. And I decree this morning that we continuously humble ourselves and pray and we seek the face of God. And I decree that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I make a declaration this morning that our families are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and men. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. So I hope that you grab a hold of that one right there. We are the lender and not the borrower, so that we don't have to be in debt in the name of Jesus. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. So as we go, we shall continue to rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet. Yes, he's helping us to walk upon those high places. And we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. And we will continue to love one another and love our family so that they will be drawn into the kingdom by the love of God that is in us. By his loving kindness, he drew us to him. So as we go this morning, go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Go in peace, my sisters and brothers. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.